So welcome everybody. My name is Daniel Four, or Ifaboale Adesanya, and I am happy to welcome again our guests from Oderemo and Ibadan, Nigeria, Ogun and Oyo State, Oluwafalalu Adesanya Woyade, who is my teacher and friend and elder, and his wife, Mama Tolani, and Tolani, their eldest daughter, and prayers and goodness also for their other three children back home in Ibadan. And we've been enjoying the last 9 days of ritual with them here in Asheville. And I have had the good fortune to spend four visits four times to their home in Oderemo in Ibadan and to be very well cared for. And it's a pleasure to welcome them here as visiting elders and teachers. And this forum is intended for people who are both knowledgeable about the tradition and also new to things to ask questions that are alive and interesting for you. So please do type them in the chat. And I will also be checking my regular email. And so if you can't type them in, send them to daniel@ancestralmedicine.org, because some people might be on their phone or whatever, and I will let our time be driven by questions. So if perhaps Aluwo or Iya, you would feel good about offering a prayer, some words of welcome. Have you here, and let me turn it over.
Ashe, I love you, everyone. I greet everyone. Welcome. No, thanks to you, Meifa, Uhadu, and I pray that Meifa, an ancestor, be with you all and every one of us.
Ashe. Ashe. Thank you so much. Do you want to greet the people?
I love you. I greet everyone over there. May the peace of Olodumare be with everyone and our household.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Tolani, anything you wish to share?
All I want to share is greetings to everyone at home, at work, and anywhere you could be. And thanks for watching.
Ashe. Great. So please begin with the questions that you have, because there's so many things that we could speak about and there's just not time. And so it's going to be more lively if we just allow your questions to drive the time. We spoke last week about honoring ancestors, about the legacy of colonialism, about non-Yoruba people practicing Yoruba traditions, and about many different things. And so if you don't send in questions, then we're just going to talk about whatever they or I want to talk about. So let it be driven by what's interesting. There's so much we could say. While we're waiting for any questions to arrive, I'll say that in the last 9 days here in Asheville, we have done 13 dafas. We've been doing a lot of divinations and readings for people. And we have done a ritual sode, which is unique in some ways to the Oderemo or Adesanya lineage of making ritual of Epetebi or wife of Ifa. We've done Ijasan ritual of sealing or reinforcing Ifa initiation. Today we were doing ritual to honor the earth, Onile and Oshun at the river, the French Broad River today. So we've been working hard and doing a lot of different things. So it's good. Thank you, Chaka. So a very specific question is coming in about the Egungun masquerades, the Agon, and how do the Egungun get their names? Yeah. So for people who don't know, the Egungun are a very colorful, very beautiful embodiment of ancestor reverence in Yoruba culture. But let me.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Chaka. The Egungun gets the name through asking, through divination, to ask what name the Egungun brought from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So through divination of either Opele or Obi, Mm-hmm. So we get to know the name of the Egungun.
Is that the, that's not the name of the initiate into Egungun society, that's the name of the masquerade.
The name of the masquerade. I think that's what our question is.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Egungun masquerade.
Mm-hmm. And are there some Egungun masquerades that are inherited over generations?
Yes, that's how they get the name. Mm-hmm. There are some that they will ask in Ifa tradition that, oh, he has Egungun in his ancestral lineage, mm-hmm. but they have forget about it, mm-hmm. but they have to renew it back.
Mm-hmm.
So from the Ozodu Ifa, he brings the name back to them.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe someone is looking for children,
mm-hmm.
and after getting to Ifa initiation, the person you must have, you need to have a Egungun.
Mm-hmm.
So through that, he can name, maybe is one of his name that can come out for him, like Egungun brought my children.
Uh-huh.
Like so any name that has to, there are some Egungun name that deals with, oh, it's true Egungun that I get my blessing.
Mm-hmm. So some of the names of the masquerades are functional. They describe what kind of blessing that masquerade brings or how they were birthed. Yeah. Ben. Can you say a little, Aluwo, for, I see the other question coming in, but can you say a little about how Egungun functions culturally? What's the importance of not just the ancestors in general, but the masquerade? Like, why is that special and good to continue?
It's very important because one of the ways it's important is it's wait away negativity, move away negativity.
Uh-huh.
It brings long life,
mm-hmm.
and it brings peace and unity into the community.
Ashe. Can you say anything more about how the Egungun function to, how do they remove negativity? Is it like the negativity goes into the Egungun and then the ancestors take it?
No, once the Egungun comes out, he has already have the ashe from the heaven. Bi Egungun ba wonu aso apawunda.
Ashe.
Bi oro ba gori oparun apawunda. That's one of the fathers that once the Egungun comes out, he has the ashe from heaven. Mm-hmm. So to control any negativity things on ground, mm-hmm. any bad things on ground, to move away death, sickness, and they will move away.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the command, he has the ashe.
And when Egungun is present, are they sometimes drawn to people in the community where there's a need for healing or there is some negativity, like they will go there and then address it?
It's only when the Egungun comes out, Egungun doesn't just go to anyone's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either you meet him on your way, maybe you are coming from your work, that's how it's done in Yoruba land. Mm-hmm. You can't just, okay, I'm going to so person, you get there, you didn't meet at home. No. Mm-hmm. You go on your way, anybody that's, oh, these are my ancestors, I need to recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
They took money out of their pocket, they present it to Egungun, then the Egungun will pray for him. So if there is any negativity around him or anything that is not good with the person, that means the negativities are moved away. And the ashe or the prayers that Egungun has given or blessed the person, mm-hmm. is going to be so.
Great. Ashe. Thank you, Chaka, for your question.
Ashe. Any your town, you see in Yoruba land, there is Egungun festival.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it to move away, there are some rituals that the Oje, mm-hmm. have been done. Even before they start the festival, they will even ask Ifa, call on Babalawo, put Ifa down, make a ball, do everything, how the festival is going to be peacefully. Ifa is in support, is the one that bring Egungun, mm-hmm. and is in support. So when Egungun comes out, after the festival, you see a lot of good things coming in.
Ashe. Great. So Ifa as a deity or as an organizing energy of the whole tradition is affirming the importance of honoring ancestors. Ben. Great. And so there's a great question from Larray in Atlanta. Is it necessary to be initiated into the priesthood in order to practice Ifa?
That's the best way, according to how our headers,
mm-hmm.
teach us. That's the best way. Anyone that wants to learn about Ifa must be initiated.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best way, because there are some things that you non-initiate is is not supposed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not supposed to learn it and you are learning it, that means the person is bringing problem to himself. So it's good because we are initiate any negative things or any bad things that may be around that thing, you'll be protected.
Good. If people could mute, I'll try to mute you also, but try to keep it on mute if you don't mind. Thank you. I have a question, Aluwo, about initiations, and sometimes people in the United States have the view that initiation happens after years and years of study and learning and things like that. But it's been my observation that in Yoruba culture, it seems more like initiation happens early when you know that you have a draw to the tradition,
yes,
and then the years and years and years of study.
Yes.
So it's more like that.
That's the best way.
Okay.
That's the best thing.
So it's not like you need to wait until you are very educated about the tradition and very knowledgeable in order to do initiation.
Yeah, no, it's good for once to know what you want to do.
Sure.
To know the preface. Okay, this is what I want to do. What is it all about? They'll give you the preface.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what it take the preface of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into an initiation. That means you want to go deeper,
mm-hmm,
into it. So you go in there. There are mountains you can't see outside until you get in.
Mm-hmm. And the initiation can happen for different reasons. Sometimes it's only for personal healing,
yes,
really. And
yes,
sometimes it's to train as a priest.
Yes,
and sometimes it's to just get the energy to live your destiny.
Yes, sometimes there are some people that have been crying for children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for healing, as you have said, sometimes for breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people that maybe they're just working, no profit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if I okay, you make the decision, your life will be better, to make life better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And it's not everyone that initiate that can be a priest or priestess.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the priesthood is a job. It's a vocation like any other job.
Yeah.
Good. There's an interesting question. Are there any rituals or ceremonies that connect to the Oshupa, to the moon, or the cycles of the moon?
We don't have initiation on that.
No, it's not initiation, but any kind of ceremony that focuses, let's say, on the moon, the sun, the stars, anything about the celestial bodies, like ceremonies that happen. I know there are some ceremonies that happen only at a certain time of day.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, they're a little bit focused around the sun.
Yeah, no, there are many ceremonies that happen around the years in Yoruba calendar. So, and that has to do each sacrifice they made, goes to all those things.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be specifically, oh, this for sun,
mm-hmm,
this for star,
right,
this for moon.
Mm-hmm.
But yearly or monthly, there are some sacrifice that goes around,
mm-hmm,
and that I believe goes to where it's supposed to be, to go to.
Okay. Okay. Good.
But specifically, there's no saying, okay, you want to worship moon,
yeah,
or want to worship sun today. No,
it's not like we do this ceremony when the moon is full, or we do this ceremony when the moon is dark. It's not so much like that.
No, it's not so much like that.
Okay, great. There's a question from Ifabunkola. Is the ritual?
It's only that there are some ceremony in our own lineage that if we want to initiate, we ask Ifa. There are some Yoruba calendar, Ifa calendar, that we have to look at before we put the initiation.
So you determine what is a beneficial day,
yes,
based on the sacred calendar.
Days, yes.
So
yeah,
there is a sacred calendar, of course.
Yes,
yeah.
We ask Ifa, if it is confirmed for that day, it's good.
And is it accurate, Aluwo, when people are asking beneath that question, I think there's a question about the rhythms of nature and how does Ifa align or connect with the rhythms of nature? And we were talking earlier about the New Year festival and how it's connected to the yam and the harvest.
Ben,
is it accurate to say that Yoruba culture is very closely connected to plants into the rhythm of the food and harvest and things
Ben,
yeah. So more of a focus on the earth and the green growing world maybe than the stars.
Ben.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Someone is asking about the Sode, which is comes from the Odo Vokara Sode and is particular or strongly developed in Oderemo and Ijebu area. Is that the way in which the Epetibi ceremony of becoming a wife of Ifa happens in our lineage?
Ben.
So yes, Beni means yes.
Yes.
So it is.
Yes.
It's good. It's good. Baba Kafense in Detroit is asking if you're ever going to do Ifa initiations in Ilu America.
Well, the Ifa initiation cannot be done by only one person, only 1 hour. If you can remember, during his own initiation, we have like at least we have 20 something hour present.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So it's advisable to come to Africa if anyone wants to do Ifa initiation. So it's advisable. Because one, the materials is different.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? There are some things that are really important, like how my elders, my father taught me. He said, the way they do things for you, that's the way you're supposed to do it for others.
Okay.
So the way they taught me and do it for me is the right way I have to do it for others.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the color, either you are white or you are black. The way I do it for black is the way I'm going to do it for white.
Okay.
It doesn't matter the region you are from or the language you speak.
Okay. And to speak from my own experience in my Tefa initiation, there was myself, one Nigerian, and one African-American person. And of course, the ritual happened the same for all of us. And so if anything, I've had the impression that maybe occasionally when there's a guest from anywhere, the people might do the ritual very thoroughly because they want to take very good care of the guest. And so it's good to know that if you choose to go to Nigeria to do ritual work or be involved in the tradition, you're going to be well cared for and treated. They're not going to cut corners on the ritual work itself. So great. Thanks. There's a few questions that relate to the role of women in the tradition and in the ceremonies and not necessarily only Ifa priesthood, but like in Orisha, and so could you speak to the roles that women have in the tradition?
Women has a lot of role to play in Ifa and Orisha tradition.
Mm-hmm.
As Apetebi, there's a lot of roles, you know. A lot of people are saying, oh, in our lineage, women don't have... No, it's not. Women have their own roles. Like, for instance, if someone wants to, let's say, don't let's talk about initiation, let's talk about Dafa.
Mm-hmm. So if Ifa, client, Ifa divination.
Divination, yeah. If a client comes to our work of Apetebi to first take care of the client before he was attended to, she's the one that needs to attend to the client, give him water, satisfy him or her what he or she wants. Mm-hmm. Then next, if he came for divination, the hour will divine. Okay, if I say this, if I say that, you need to make able. Of course, there are some other clients waiting for the hour. So the hour can write the materials down and say, Akwetebi, come. You need to get me this, get me this, get me that. She go to the market to get all the materials. If there is need to prepare food for the client, she will do it. Also, if there is a need of feeding Ori for client, Akwetebi is in position of doing that.
Sure.
If she knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, you know, roles that Akwetebi play.
Mm.
And in the initiation process also, there's a lot of roles that Akwetebi play.
Okay. I want to hear if you're open, your perspective on this, but maybe I'll say a thing first from my own observations that having been numerous times personally, but also as a support with women initiating to Orisha. My wife is on the couch here behind us, chilling as an initiate of Oya. And some of the priesthoods of Orisha are dominated by women and are mostly women's space and have their own magic, their own divination systems, their own ways of doing things. And when, it's not just that women have an important role in the tradition, but many of the priesthoods are primarily led by women. And so let me say just that much and then let the women speak. You want to say anything? Yeah.
No, not really. Well, women play so many roles in tradition.
Can you sit up just a little bit? Yeah.
As the Olu have said, because without us, they cannot do it alone. We need to assist them in so many things. Whether you are initiated into any Orisha or not, as an Akwetebi, you need to support them, assist them in so many ways that you think you can.
Okay. And as is emphasized in many of the stories, women have the power to withdraw their blessing or to add their blessing to a situation. And when women withdraw their blessing, then life is difficult and it things don't work as well. And so there are stories in Oshe Torah, stories about Oshun in this way. But one other thing on this topic is that in Yoruba culture, the way that women or the sacred feminine is understood is not limited to just one form. It's not only like Oshun or only like Oya or only like Iyami or only like one thing. So there are many different faces of the sacred feminine that then are implicitly translated into how Yoruba culture embraces a lot of diversity actually around gender expression, and women can express the sacred in many different ways that's seen as quite normal in the culture, and the same for men. And so respect to the diversity of gender roles also. So thank you. That's a big question. There's a lot that could be said about it. There's another good question coming in about, and it's a question we spoke to last call, about not having community where you live. If there's no one to teach you, no one to initiate you, but you still want to know your ancestors and have a spiritual life, are there suggestions on how to be around that?
One of the ways, firstly, what we have to be praying with is this Ori.
So with your Ori, your own inner light, to understand your own inner divinity. Yeah.
Amen. So from there, his Ori is going to connect him to a good Babalawo or to good elders. That's going to make more things easier for him or her.
So intentionally calling upon your own inner light can be supportive in helping you to then make the connections with the teachers and the community you need to make connection with. But it is, having done other kinds of practice like Islam or Buddhism, which in some ways is more favorable to solitary practice, Yoruba tradition is very communal, and it's difficult to do some of the, I mean, it's not possible to do some of the rituals in isolation. And so seeking out teachers and community and making the sacrifice to find ways to save up, to travel to them or to talk to them, is part of the work of making it possible to participate in the system. So good. Related to that, someone asks, how do you feel about doing dafa over the phone? It's not a bad question, really. It's a very practical question, because some people might be wondering, how would I get involved? Like, what is going on? I like it. What would it be like to get involved? So
yeah, what the main important one is, was we get the name of the person and his or her mother's name. Uh-huh. That's the most important. Then we make the dafa on his or her behalf. What good. If I have to say about the person to come out? because we have mentioned his or her name to Ifa. His or her name and his or her mother's name to Ifa. Mm-hmm. Ifa will give us the right answer. Mm-hmm. And also we explain to him or her what Ifa says.
Right.
And it's going to be the same.
It's good.
She asked for.
So basically you're saying it's fine.
Yes. Yeah. And also sometimes it's not everyone that will make able for, if possibly the person have the time to be present, is good.
Mm-hmm.
But if he doesn't have the time, maybe like, there's a lot of that. I'm in Nigeria. I do that for many people in the United States, all over the world. I make able for them.
Right.
So when it's time to do that, I'll call them on the phone. They make the prayers and it's accepted.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Early. It's 5 hours difference. So he'll call you early here to pray, wake you up, pray. And so they, speaking from my own experience, it's a great question, actually. It's just fine to do the work at distance. You pray during the work, and what matters is not whether or not you have a happy feeling during the work. It really doesn't matter what you think about it. What matters is whether or not your life improves, and whether or not you actually get ritual results about the matter that you brought to Ifa. Because you can bring one thing to Ifa, and then Ifa might be like, yeah, that's fine, but we're going to talk about this totally different thing about your health or about this ancestor situation or about whatever. And then you're like, okay. So Ifa's job in some ways is to look at what is working least well and what's most problematic about your life and bring attention to that and bring that out for healing or transformation. And so the ritual work is effective even at distance. And so don't let that be a block. That's been my experience, at least. So good. There's a question about the world being kind of a mess right now, and Ile Aye and all the Wahala. And is there anything from a Yoruba perspective about how the overall condition on earth right now is? Yeah, how would you see it from a traditionalist perspective? And
that's why one needs to get close to Ifa, because even in Yoruba land, in Ile Ife, we do every a year annually festival, Ifa festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sacrifice for the whole world, not for only Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Not for only people in Ife. Mm-hmm. But it's for the people of the whole world.
Okay.
For peace to reign, for everything to be peaceful for everyone, either you are white, wherever you may be from.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, it's led for individual to take care of his or ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the problems happening now around the world is because many of us have forget about the past, about our ancestors.
Okay.
And they are not really happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have shown a lot of signs to some people, but still many people don't want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways I think they want to show, okay, if you want to listen easily, let me show you the hard way, or use some forces to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better we should all go back, come back to our source, you know, get back to our ancestors and take good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
To make life easy and the world peaceful for every one of us.
So, Nashe, and we've spoken about this in the last call as well, but for many people, to take care of their ancestors brings up the question of, well, what are the traditions of my ancestors that they practice that I can continue? Mm-hmm. And if you're Yoruba, there's an answer to that. If you're English, Irish, and German, man, it's more difficult. And so whatever the, even individuals who are African-American, it's not always so straightforward to say, well, I'm going to go back to practice, well, which ancestral tradition or from what part of Africa? And so when you say to honor your ancestors and to return to older ways as part of the solution to the troubles in the world,
yes.
Do you have the view that people who are not Yoruba but they come to Yoruba tradition that's still a part of adopting this
Yes, it's part of them. That's one of the way the ancestor is going to accept the prayers to them. Mm-hmm. As true Ifa to the ancestors, they will accept the prayer.
Mm-hmm. So from your perspective, the spiritual technology of Ifa helps people, even who are not Yoruba, to have good connection with their ancestors of blood.
Ben, yes.
Great. Thank you so much. Can you say something about dreams? Many people like to work with dreams here in the West. Is this an important part of Yoruba sacred culture?
It's true. There are some dreams. There are some signs in Yoruba perspective that we have in dream.
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you the elders will tell you, oh, this, what this dream means is this, what this means is this, is that.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly now, or from those days, even if you have some dreams that are very wary or scared you, even it's good,
mm-hmm.
but to make the good aspect of it to come to reality, that's why they go to Awu, mm-hmm. not to Awu Lo, not to Awu Alawu Lo.
Mm-hmm.
You have to consult Babalawo.
Okay.
Omila, you speak with Ifa gently. Nobody hears you. Have this dream. This dream I have is good dream. It's come dream aspect of good aspect of it. It's come to reality. Or the dream is very weary. It's very scared me. Is it anything bad coming? And how am I going to overcome it? You ask Ifa.
Mm-hmm.
Then the interpretation of that dream will come out.
Sure.
There are some people that are gifted
mm-hmm.
a dream. Even as an owl, very good owl, sometimes you learn from dream.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to you in dream, teach you things.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, then okay, you learn it, that's how it is. So there are some people that are gifted in dreaming about some things. They say, oh, something I dream about is going to happen.
Uh-huh. And so you know over time if you have that gift, and if you have a big dream, maybe you take it for divination, or you do something when you're awake to check it out, listening, but you also double check.
Uh-huh. Check with Ifa and see way out.
Mm-hmm. Great. There are good questions coming in. I also want to make sure, Ia, that we're giving a lot of space for your voice and for Tolani. So is there anything in this moment that you want to say to the good people listening?
In supporting to what Olu have said about dreams, some dreams comes true. Even immediately you wake up from your sleep, you can just see that thing happening.
Can people hear, Ia? Thumbs up if you can. Great.
Because dreams sometimes is a guidelines
mm-hmm.
that guide your step on what to do, or if there is anything bad coming, in order for you to caution yourself or know how to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, if you have any dream, you can go to Awo. I had so dream, like Oluwa have said, what is the meaning of the dream? How can I get through over it if it is a scary dream? But if it is a good dream, you have the hope of good future. You have a good news
mm-hmm.
for your future.
Yes,
so this is what is going to happen. Then you follow it up with rituals or with your own prayer. You back it up with your prayer
uh-huh.
for the dreams to come true.
So the important...
Not that you have the dream that I have the dream that I bought a car and now you are not working and you are expecting a car. You have a car on your dream. So how is that going to possible? Except by miracle, though it happens like that. But you need to walk towards your dreams.
Ashe. So there may be things ritually or on a practical level that need done to actualize or
yes.
to realize the dreams.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Great. Thank you. I have a question for people. There's maybe 50 people on this call. I think at least 2/3 of them are women. In my experience in the United States, the majority, like 2/3 or more of the people who come to spiritual things are women. maybe I have ideas about why that is or whatever, but it's like
that's
that.
How it is.
Is it like that? It's like that there too. Kilo day.
Even in the church.
Yeah.
No, Islam. Even in Islam, in the church, in Christianity, is like that.
Kilo day. Why? Yeah.
Because we women, we have a lot to do than men. We carry all the burdens of the house than men.
Mm-hmm.
For men, just to give us money, take care of the house. So we have a lot to do, praying for our children, praying for our husband. So we need to go extra mile than mm-hmm. men do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to support them.
You're saying because you have so much responsibility.
Yes, we have
the spirituality supports the carrying of that responsibility.
That's why women are much than men.
Uh-huh. No doubt. Great. Thank you. There's a great question about animal offerings and the role that life force or edge, like blood offerings have. And in, you know, if for folks who don't know in Yoruba tradition that many different kinds of animals from cows to snails are ritually incorporated, and the bodies of these animals are almost always eaten as food in an intentional way. And so the question comes with the language of animal sacrifice. And for me, which is, I understand what you mean. For me, I think of it as the sacred preparation of food. And I have very strong feelings about how this gets maligned or seen in a negative way in the culture. But let me invite our guests to say something about this, because it's something for people in the United States.
Yeah, it's good. The animal sacrifice and ritual is not every Odu that speaks about sacrificing animal or putting blood. There are some Odu that come out to a person who don't need blood. But most, let me say 95% speaks about the blood. And there is a reason for that. We have all types of animal. We have ram, sheep, she-goat, he-goat, pig, and so on. And those have significant roles. It's not that they just use them. If I say, okay, go and use this animal, it's for a purpose. And they have their roles.
So if
you won't do it, it's going to get what you are praying for. Only if the Odu is not about blood comes out, you don't need to use blood.
Mm.
And there are some Odu like that. But if we have to use the blood, you have to use it. There's nothing to scare about it. Some people, I realize some people are afraid of seeing blood. I will say, no, it doesn't matter. The blood has to go to wherever it has to, maybe to the Orisha or to the heart, to the Ile, to Ifa, to Uri, or to wherever, to make the prayer. That means we send message through that animal blood.
Uh-huh. So
if you are looking for, like, maybe it's going to be, as I've said, those animals have, like ram, mostly it's for victory.
Mm-hmm.
We use ram to make Ebo, or to make Ibofa, feeding your Ifa. As it's instructed by Ifa, that means Ifa has a victory to be giving you for protection.
Mm-hmm.
She-goat is for, you know, spreading all over, or someone is looking for children. Aguton is for improvement, sheep. It's for your life improvement if instructed by Ifa. Lofi Aguton Bori. Use sheep to feed your Ori. That means we are going to be big in lives or for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Or to your Ifa or to Orisha. Pig is for peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so on.
Right.
Also goes to the birds. Guinea, hen, pigeon, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Also goes to snake, as you have said, and some other things.
And just to be clear for people that are new to the practice of including the killing of animals in sacred practice, because historically we have tended to separate this from our life here. There's never an intention to hurt the animal.
At all. It's not intention at all. To hurt animal.
And the animals are eaten as food.
Ben.
And they're seen as, in a way, they're part of the larger community. They're sacred. They have their own medicine and their own role.
Ben.
Yeah, great. And one thing that some people are asking about is just to be able to hear a little more of the language, of the singing. And one thing that people who have been in ritual have heard some is the way when an Ifa verse, Esefa, is recited, people who know that verse can then, you could say, sing or like chant back the part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if there's a Esefa, a verse of Ifa that you could share as a maybe a prayer for people where Mama Tolani and Tolani know this verse, and so people could hear your voices. It brings some happiness to hear just to hear your prayers and voices. There's a sweetness and energy that maybe, I don't know if you take it for granted, but it's special to people here.
Yes,
so
let me say one or two, like one from and,
yeah, share the Odu if you can. Yeah.
I was looking. Let me see from Iwurimiji.
Okay.
That says, "Enita baba lo zedila barile, enita jababa la jaba lo bata ni velete elese sile daveji kuku Iwuri. Ivan lori tejuma akapwe gini gini. Ivan tejuma miko gbemi re. Eji kuku Iwuri. Ivan tejuma miko gbemi re. Eji kuku Iwuri. Ivan tejuma miki nlowo. Ejiko ko wori ala de tejumo mi ogbe mi re. So there's a lot. They Tefe Lawo Ilu, Tefe, the Amuji Kutu Pokutu is from Iretemiji. Tefe Lawo Ilu, Tefe, Tefe Lawo Ilu, Tefe, 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 in your world, who follow Jah, Wongba, only Wongbu, Kuma, Mulalu, Ya, Wonglara, Wabokwa, Panraga. And your world, Balade, Yomu, Tupo, Tanu. Bede, Lara, my baby,
great.
This is a lot of that.
No, it's great. Thank you so much. There's a few questions that are coming in about very specific things that I know from just my own training to be reflective of more of a Caribbean or a Cuban or a Lukumi orientation to practice, or possibly from Oyutunji village, or possibly Brazilian lineage of practice. And one thing that's very important for people to understand who are drawn to the tradition is that there are different lineages of practice. And if you don't deeply take that to heart, it can lead to confusion, because the protocols and the style of ritual and the progression in the tradition in different lineages of practice is going to differ from one place to another. And if you know the differences, then you can feel out what's best for you in your life. If you don't know the differences, you can feel like you're being misled, or it can create a lot of confusion, or you can think that your way of doing it is right for the other lineages. And so someone was asking, for example, about different paths of the Orisha. So maybe you could speak to that, because that's something that people talk about in Lukumi tradition or Cuban tradition more, perhaps in Brazilian traditions, I don't know. But like, for example, in Yoruba tradition, there's not different like roads of Eshu necessarily. Eshu might have many different faces and personalities, but it's just Eshu. When you do ritual to Eshu, it's not which road are you feeding or which path of Eshu. It's just Eshu.
It's Eshu.
Right. Ben. And when you work with Oshun, it's Oshun. It's not, you're not initiated to one path of Oshun.
No, it depends on what you want the Orisha to do for you.
So the Orisha is a big, complicated energy that has many different.
So any of your things bothering your mind, you brought to him, to her, that's what she's going to solve.
Ashe. Yeah. And the people that might appeal to Oshun for children, let's say.
Ben.
The people who are in the priesthood of Oya, they might also appeal to Oya for children.
Ben.
And so it's not like
to Yemoja.
Right. It's not like these Orisha do these things, these Orisha do these other things, and it's so each of the powers are very complicated and very full. Good. And someone else was asking about a life reading and how it's different. A life path reading is different from a regular reading. And I believe that particular language comes out of one of the lineages, either from Oyutunji village or maybe in a Lukumi Cuban lineage. And so this distinction, I think, is not so much how it's held in West African Ifa. People come to Ifa for many reasons, but the process is the same, of doing a dafa.
Mm,
yeah. And when you come for a reading, you don't necessarily tell the diviner why you've come.
No, it's only you talk to Ifa.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in most cases, we ask the client to say gently.
Yeah.
So and when they are always defining, you will say, "Owawu, emi ne koshu logberi." So that means it was only the Babalawo that doesn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the person that has Ifa knows, Ifa is talking to, is explaining to him, is aware. So let us hear.
And it's a test for the diviner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if the diviner is a real Babalawo, the real answer to the response of the question of that person to Ifa comes out.
Oh, yeah. As someone who's trained as a therapist and is now training as a diviner, it's terrible. Like, you can't, you don't get any insight necessarily in why someone's coming to you for support. You have to rely on your knowledge of the tradition and perhaps a bit your intuition. But the level of training and knowledge, even in the last week here doing dafas for people, someone will pray, sit down. They haven't said anything, really. And then Aluo will bring through messages with the Odu for like an hour. And here's 4, 5, 6 stories. And then at the end, he might be like, so what was your question?
Mm-hmm.
Or how'd
what
that go?
What did you divine for?
Yeah.
If I say, Tiawuba kifuni, akifawu. That is, if I will interpret what Ifa says to you, you have to explain what to say to Ifa to Awu.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the meaning.
That's right.
So you then explain with all the explanation of the response of what you ask Ifa, then that the Babalawo has explained. Is any corresponding, is anything similar to what you ask Ifa?
Right.
Is it similar? Or is anything you want to withdraw out? Mm-hmm. Is it really happened or not?
Right.
Or is not similar? So you tell the Awu what you ask Ifa, what you discuss Ifa. So from there, the Awu will look at the verse that Ifa speaks about the problem or the issue with that person, then which way out? What needs to be done as a neighbor?
Great. Thank you. We have just about 10 minutes left. Please keep the questions coming if you have them. One thing that can be important to name with people about this topic of divination is many people in the West associate divination only with a diagnosis or a description of what's happening, or sometimes telling what is going to happen. And in Ifa practice, or Orisha divination, Arundin Logun, the divination is just the first step, the actual consulting the Dafa or the Dasha, and it's then calls for Eboriru, or calls for other ritual prescriptions to be done to treat, not only diagnose, but treat the condition. And so the divination is almost like a problematic English word for the whole process. It's like divination treatment, both. And so the amount of work and ritual engagement is substantial, but the effects are really very beneficial. And divination, it's my impression, and correct me, Luo, if this is off, is that Ifa is seeking to help people to be in alignment with their destiny. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, it's like, where is the Ori and the life of the client, and where is their destiny, and how do we move their life closer to being in alignment with their destiny, as Ifa is a deity of destiny and wisdom in that way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. Other questions that people have at this time. Just responding to some individuals. Great. If nobody else has questions, perhaps we could complete with, let me just see if I have any other things that are important to highlight.
I got a question.
If you could type it, that would be best. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know how to, I'm still new to this thing.
I see your question. I responded on the chat. How long would an initiation take? Days? Yes. The duration for initiations.
Does it mean she is it a man or a woman?
It's a woman.
Tefa or Orisha?
This person is asking generally about initiation. I happen to know Joanne, and so she doesn't know a lot about the tradition. But what could one expect from choosing to do an initiation?
Yeah, at least you have to. Normally, as I've said, there is EJ. There is 7 days. That is the Konlilogun. That's 21 days in Orisha initiation. And there is, we also do approximately, these 4 days in Orisha instead of 7 days. It depends on the time that the person have. But if she have the time to spend 7 days, this is 7 days, approximately 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Great. I like that, Joanne. I'm curious, on your first trip to the United States, if there's anything in the last few minutes we have that you would like to share about how it's been to be here in Ilu America.
It's good. So far, America is nice. It's cool, you know. So we are enjoying. Your own John Yibo. Mostly is American food here. Then we had African food.
It was so bad. Let me tell the story. They're like, Baba, we need African food. I'm like, sorry, you're in Asheville. It's kind of white. But we do have an Ethiopian restaurant, so let me try. And then so we tried, and we went there, and it was a fail. They're like, this is Onje Oyimbo, which is like saying white people food. And I'm like, man, Ethiopians, like... And it didn't work, really. Like, the injera, all of it is just not, like, what is this? But Indian food was a win.
Perfect.
Uh-huh. So Indian food, if Aluwa's coming to town, take them to Indian food.
And then we like a place called 12 Bones.
12 Bones. It's like perfect. Cornbread, Southern barbecue. And
there's one place down there. What's the name?
Bones Original Barbecue.
Yeah.
So the food's still nice.
Uh-huh. And so I see someone respond.
The Ethiopia is the worst.
Oh, man, you can't say that, Oluo.
No, I had part of the food, but most of it, man, you just have to drop it.
Yeah, Faise, she'll come cook for you. She's Ethiopian. We can't let her hear this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's fine. That's not the best Ethiopian food, but it's true. It's not West African food. And someone's saying in Atlanta, lots of good food. Luo's headed on Wednesday to Atlanta. So if you want to be in touch on their time in Atlanta or in New York City while they're still on this trip, be in touch. If you want to, of course, be in touch with the Luo directly, that's great. I'm also happy to be a contact for you making connection with him directly. And we have a small, peaceful Ile here in Asheville. And so reach out if you're drawn to engage. And because the tradition is demanding in a lot of ways, it's my recommendation if you're drawn to sincerely engage, to consider having an Ifa reading and really fulfill the prescriptions, follow through with that, and notice if your life gets better. And engage in a process of building trust with the tradition, if it's something you're drawn to. But to know that if you're honoring your destiny, you're honoring your ancestors in the earth, and you're being a good character, a person of good character, in a sense, you're already doing Ifa. And so you're already living those values. And so... just like that. Perhaps before we complete, there would be a final prayer, or people lit up. They're happy when you're doing the essay fop. And so I don't know if you'd be open to doing one final like Ifa verse, because look, people in the United States, very few people speak Yoruba, and the language is very intimidating. And so to have someone come and share the language and share the verses, it's encouraging. And so so you know, if you're open, yeah.
Maybe you can ask Okere. That's what we call children. Mm-hmm. Okere, to pray for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, panic.
Orisha lo fowo efun la fin lara ade afun owo ope tin so mo bibi inu agbon ni egu je wowo ope lara mi eni na ye ko arija ogbe e wowo ope lara won ke wowo ope lara mi o e wowo ope lara mi eni na ye ko arija ogbe e wowo ope lara mi
protect us and be with all of us.
Baba nsawo lo si lu aimo ni.
Oni ba wo ni baba o sori se. Wọ́n ní bá
olùbàbọ̀ ṣe
rí ṣe.
Ọ̀run
mi là lóun àríṣe. Ọ̀run mi là lóun àríṣe. Omi
torí pé tí oró bá dó mi.
Kúlá lé téńté.
Alé téńté.
Wọ́n sì padà bá dódò.
Wọ́n sì padà bá dódò.
A rí pàtàpàtà bọ́dò.
A rí pàtàpàtà bọ́dò.
Jẹ́ ilékúnkẹ́ ilékúnkẹ́kẹ́.
Jẹ́ ilékúnkẹ́kẹ́.
Ewúránké
o. Ewúránké
o. Jẹ́ ifáwọ́ tó kẹ́kẹ́.
Ìjẹ́ ifáwọ́ tó kẹ́kẹ́.
Kó wá fọlá rẹ bò mí o.
Kó wá fọlá rẹ bò
àálà àlówó lọ́wọ́ àárí jẹ àárí mu àárí ná àárí lò ẹnu wa dùn ọ̀rọ̀ wa dayọ ògbóre tá à ń pè bá a tó wa lọ́wọ́ ìfakọ ní gbògán àjà bí bá fó gbè tẹ́rẹ́ alẹ́ àná ẹkún re gbogbo ló gbè ń sun ǹjẹ́ o gbè ìyá o o gbè ń rà o gbè ìyá
o
o gbè ń tà
kò
sẹ́ni tó mọ wọn o gbè ń tà àṣírí wa ní tú o àṣírí gbogbo wa bò o àṣírí ẹ̀kọ́ kì í tún lé jí ewé àṣírí wa ní tú ilé àtọ̀nà gbogbo wa kò ní dàrú ìta wúlò ní àrò àárọ̀ mọ́ àríbẹ̀ àṣẹbẹ́ o thank you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, everyone. Feel welcome to reach out. Thanks for your time and engagement. The recording will be up on my site if it's supportive to you or those you know. Have a great night. Odaro.
Odaro. Odaro.
Because.